Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What is up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
It is Wednesday, and the debate on the DaBaby candy debacle. Try saying that three times fast.
It's a tough one. It's a tongue twister.
Yes, but the debate about DaBaby buying candy from some kids who are selling it on the street has been tearing social media apart. So, you know, we got to give our 2 cents on it. And since we're talking about DaBaby, he linked up in the studio with Meek Mill and Cordae. So we need to figure out what that's about. Figure out whose album that's for.
Exactly.
And then 2000s R&B singer Nivea revealed some interesting details about her relationship with Lil Wayne. We have The Weeknd, who just earned 3 different Emmy nominations, and there's a brand new DMX mural going up in Yonkers. Let's get down to it. DaBaby, if it's one thing he can do, is get social media in shambles. Like, he always is just right in the middle of these debates, and people are going hard on, like, both sides. This is a once-a-month occurrence with DaBaby.
Yeah, and I didn't think, from seeing the situation that DaBaby was in, that it would cause such a debate. But DaBaby was in New York City for the ESPY Awards, and there's a video going around where basically 2 kids were trying to sell him Gushers and Skittles, and DaBaby was claiming it to teaching them a lesson and, you know, don't finesse people and things like that, because the big thing is DaBaby had asked, you know, how much is the whole box? And one of the kids says $200, despite each unit being $2 a piece. So DaBaby was like teaching him a math lesson, like, no, that box is not $200, like, y'all trying to, like, get on me and things like that. And that's when he was like, I would have blessed y'all, but you lying and finessing, so I'm just give you $2 for each Skittle, each Gusher, like y'all said, and be about my merry way.
Yeah, so we played the clip on yesterday's podcast, and then the debates went on even further from there. So the whole issue that people took up with it was that they were saying DaBaby could have just given them more money for the candy, even though they said they only charge $2 a piece. But the kids also said that they get donations for the candy. DaBaby kind of cut them off as they were saying that, but they were like, oh yeah, like, we charge this, but we also make $400, $200, whatever they said, in donations. So people were like, well, why couldn't you just donate? You've given other people money, whatever the case is. And the fact of the matter is that no one's entitled to anyone's money. I get that. But I feel like if you were going to teach them that lesson, you didn't have to, like, post it up for the world to see. If that was what you chose to do in that moment. Like, you know, you didn't. It's cool to say, hey, look, you guys tried to get over on me, so now I'm just going to pay you what you actually charge, and that's it. That's totally fine. That's great. That's acceptable. But then once you put it out online, you're embarrassing those kids, for number one. And number two is, like, they also said that they get donations too. So now I don't know if they were lying about the donations or not. They could have just been, like he said, trying to get over. But it's just like, I don't think it needed to be put online.
Yeah, I think I saw something where, like, it was supposed to be like a wholesome moment. Like, DaBaby was going to, you know, give them, you know, the stack of money and yada yada. But then as the person keeps the camera rolling and then DaBaby sees what's going on or thinks the kids are finessing him and things like that. And then she still kept recording and I guess just posted it. But you could have, like, been like, hey, let's not post that. But
yeah,
maybe DaBaby saw it a different way. Like, I don't know.
But DaBaby is going to keep it real though. So, I mean, I'd see why he posted it. Like, hey, this is really what happened. And he did semi respond to it on Twitter. There was a tweet out that said, "Don't forget when the baby did this." And there's another video, an old video of him. Some kids were selling candy and he bought up the whole box and he gave them several $100. Mm-hmm. So he has done that too in the past where he's given them more than what it's worth, but they told him the actual right price. I'm guessing.
Right.
So he gave them several $100 and he also gave them all of their candy back. So
like he let them keep their supply to make even more money. Like the baby does nice things, but I don't know why this video people try to paint him as like being arrogant or being like, you know, show offy and things like that. But
he does that a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. He'll buy people's merchandise. He'll pay much more than what it's worth. He'll give them extra money. He does that all the time.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people's issue with this one was that you put these boys out here like that. I don't want to say you put in less fortunate people on blast, but that's kind of what it seemed like. Like, even
just
though I don't think that was the intention behind it. I think the intention was like, hey, don't try to get over. I think that's why what he meant by posting it. But it just, I don't know, it was a little insensitive if you ask me. But the people that say, oh, he should have given them much more money, you can't be entitled to people's pockets like that.
Yeah, just because he's famous, millionaire, billionaire, however much money the baby has, doesn't mean that he's an open charity case and things like that either. So, but I get what you're saying.
And while we're on the baby, he has linked up with Cordae and Meek Mill in the studio recently. I need to get these songs ASAP. Where they at? Put them out. I know y'all was just recording it a few nights ago, but put something out already. Or at least put a snippet out on social media.
Please just give us a snippet because the baby, Cordae and Meek Mill, that sounds like the firest song ever.
Yeah, so as of right now, there is no word on whose album this is coming out on. But Cordae did reveal the title of his second album, and that's going to be A Bird's Eye View. And he told us this back in May, so maybe it's going to be for his album, because that's already been in the works for a little while now.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have the baby who told Billboard that his album will be coming out this month, so it might be for that. Like, we don't know. It's a toss-up right now.
Yeah, and even Meek has been teasing snippets of his new project, too, so it'd be dope if, like, they each had a song on everybody's album.
Oh, yeah.
Type of thing. That'd be dope.
Yeah, that would be fire.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it's going to be all three of them on one song? Or do you think it's going to be like, oh, a Cordae and Meek song, maybe a Meek and a Baby song? Like, or do you think it's going to be all three of them together?
I'm a hope for all three, but that makes more sense of like two of them linking up, the other two linking up and like kind of like sharing each other type of thing on each other's album. But I don't know. I'm just curious to see how that's going to sound.
Well, I guess we'll see when the baby drops his album this month and then we can go from there, make more predictions from there. Now, let's talk about Nivea because she has been doing a few different interviews lately. And in her latest one with Candy Burris on Candy's YouTube show called On That Note, she came out and revealed some details about her old relationship with Lil Wayne.
Yep, she went down memory lane with Lil Wayne and was basically saying that how they met. She has said that Lil Wayne had saw her video for her song Don't Mess With My Man, and then Lil Wayne had hit up her label, wanted to collaborate with her. And then when they met, she said one thing led to another and they were in love to the point that Lil Wayne convinced Nivea to leave the whole industry and live with him in New Orleans.
Wow.
But once that happened, she was saying that Lil Wayne ended up moving Toya Johnson into his home and marrying her. Slow.
See, this is what happens when you drop your career and your life for somebody completely without, you know, knowing all the facts of who they are, their lifestyle, what type of decisions they make. Yeah, you gotta be a little smarter than that. You always gotta have something in the tuck. You gotta have a contingency plan.
Right, like don't let these rappers, these celeb people try to, you know, talk you out of what you want to do and things like that. So, but I think Nivea was kind of young at this point. And, you know, it is Lil Wayne, so I don't blame her, but also I would have thought better decisions. But then she said that she did get back with Lil Wayne and became pregnant. Also while Lauren London was pregnant with Lil Wayne's son Cam in 2009. So then she was saying the two became real close friends and helped each other out through their pregnancies at the same time.
That's a different level of maturity. Co-baby mamaing at the same time and then y'all just become friends. No, that's a different level of maturity right there.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Then a year after Nivea had broke it off with Lil Wayne when they were engaged, that's when she had got married to The Dream.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently The Dream was, you know, spilling some tea about Nivea and Wayne and a few of the songs he made in the past in the Nicki series with Nicki Part 2 and Abyss. So the tea was already there. You just had to be listening out for it, basically.
Right.
Now let's get into some excellence. The Weeknd has earned 3 Emmy nominations for his Super Bowl 2021 performance.
Let's go.
Come on. You know the Grammys, we saw that you tried to snub him, but it's not going to work. No weapon formed against The Weeknd will prosper, okay?
Come on.
Now the Emmys did reveal their full list of nominations on Tuesday, and The Weeknd got 3 for the Super Bowl LV performance in February at Raymond James Stadium out in Tampa Bay, Florida. Now, the categories that he's nominated in is Outstanding Variety Special, Outstanding Lighting Decision, and Outstanding Technical Direction, Camera Work, and Video Control for special categories. So real intricate categories he's nominated in.
Yeah, very specific ones too, like camera work, the video control, like that's impressive.
In layman's terms, he had the fire set design, he had the fire lighting, and he had the fire performance. That's what they're basically saying.
Basically.
For these categories. Now, The Weeknd did tweet out a couple of celebratory messages announcing his next project that he's working on. He said, "Really proud of this one. Wow. We get in there." He said, "The tour is going to be madness, and just so there's no confusion, it's a full body of work." He said, "Massaging it now, being sweet to it, giving it some TLC." Okay. So it sounds like he's putting real time, energy, blood, sweat, tears into this next project.
As he should. I mean, the After Hours, those songs were still doing big on the charts. The whole album was a masterpiece. The visuals for it.
Yeah.
So he has to basically one up that After Hours album.
Yeah, right. That's going to be hard, but I think he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of excellence, let's talk about DMX. So he has a new mural up in his hometown of Yonkers. Now, we know DMX passed away back in April, and the month after his passing, an artist from Yonkers actually started working on this mural. Now, the artist's name is Floyd Simmons. No, they're not related. DMX's last name is Simmons, but you know, they don't no relation. Now, he was working on this tribute in May, and he finally unveiled it yesterday, and it's located on a wall near the Calcagno Homes on School Street, which is exactly the same public housing where DMX once lived. So it's like a full circle moment. It's in his hometown. It's where a part of where he grew up at. It's just the right location for it. Yeah, and this mural is huge, too. It's 35 by 22 feet high. Of course, it's a huge picture of DMX, and it has a verse from 1998's "Look Through My Eyes" track, which he mentions School Street, which is the street that it's on. So they really, you can tell they really thought this out. They put it exactly where he grew up. You can tell they put thought into every aspect of this. So this is dope.
Yeah, it's not like they just picked a random wall and put a tag up or a picture up. No, like it's really detailed. And the mural looks really good too. Like I like how DMX looks. It's like a unique way of how it was designed. And you can check that out on our website at hiphopdx.com.
Now, I'm finding it interesting though that there's not more DMX murals going up. Like when Kobe passed away or when Nipsey passed away, like it was just murals nonstop. There's at least like 50 Kobe murals, 50 Nipsey murals. I'm wondering why there's not more DMX murals. I know that there have been some going up across the country, or maybe they're there and we just haven't been seeing them as much. Mm-hmm. Or maybe in New York, it's different. Like you can't just go paint on every wall in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they're going to do more.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I didn't realize that, but maybe the whole New York building situation, like it being so congested sometimes, maybe the artists are got to do other things or what? Well, I don't know what's going on in New York, but there should be more DMX murals somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But this one is beautiful and it was well thought out. So we love to see that. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at. And be sure to subscribe to the DX YouTube, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too at Asia Sky is my name on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.